Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is now officially a candidate for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Senator Paul is a libertarian-leaning conservative. His father, the former Texas Congressman Ron Paul, ran for president 3 times. Now Rand Paul is hoping to broaden his base beyond the young people and libertarians who supported his dad. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Louisville, where the senator made his announcement.
Rand Paul is running as a non-traditional Republican. His focus is on personal liberties, privacy, a smarter U.S. military, and a smaller government. But his event in a downtown Louisville hotel felt completely traditional. A dozen American flags lined the wall behind him.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Then a prayer.
We thank you for this day that you have brought us together to witness a movement in this country.
A young girl sang the national anthem.
And the rockets rise the land of bursting in air.
Finally, after more speeches and lots of campaign videos, it was the candidate's turn. The crowd chanted, "President Paul."
A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our country back.
In bold letters high above and behind the candidate, a giant banner featured the slogan, "Defeat the Washington Machine, Unleash the American Dream." The senator railed against big government.
We borrow $1 million a minute. This vast accumulation of debt threatens not just our economy, but our security. We can wake up now and do the right thing. Quit spending money we don't have.
Repeatedly, he jabbed at Republicans as well as Democrats, saying the blame is shared by both parties. Paul has often been at odds with his party on national security. He's been a strong opponent of nation building, as in Iraq and Afghanistan. But unlike his father, Ron Paul, the former congressman and presidential candidate who called for a huge reduction in the U.S. footprint around the globe, Senator Paul speaks of his support for a strong defense.
The enemy is radical Islam. You can't get around it. And not only will I name the enemy, I will do whatever it takes to defend America from these haters of mankind.
On Iran, Senator Paul also disagrees with other likely GOP candidates. He does not oppose talking to Iran, but insists any deal must be approved by Congress. Finally, perhaps the issue he's best known for, privacy, and the belief that U.S. surveillance of its own citizens is un-American.
I say that your phone records are yours. I say the phone records of law-abiding citizens are none of their damn business.
Senator Paul's father, Ron, was on stage with other family members for the event, but he didn't speak, and the new candidate didn't mention his father's past runs for the same office. Ron Paul is generally seen as a blunt-spoken man who's anything but diplomatic. It worked to his detriment as a presidential candidate. The son takes a more nuanced approach to debate. That's wise, says Rand Paul supporter Aaron Witten, the chairman of the GOP in Kentucky's Grayson County.
You know, his dad was not afraid to say what was on his mind, but you don't win elections that way. Rand has learned that.
There will be big tests ahead for a non-traditionalist Republican seeking his party's presidential nomination. From Louisville, Senator Rand Paul travels to New Hampshire, South Carolina, and then Iowa over the next 3 days. And Republicans, including lots of traditional ones, are looking forward to engaging in some give and take. Don Gagne, NPR News, Louisville.